that's some good water. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Right Minded Gains, the common sense approach to health and fitness. It is Monday morning, January 20th. Hope everyone is doing well. Fuck, can't believe it's already the 20th. This month's already over. This year's gonna be over soon already. It's going fucking fast. It's crazy, you know, how you get, when you get older, you realize how quick time is actually going. It's fucking wild. I never realized this as a kid and as a teenager, but now that I'm in my late 20s, I realize it more and more that time is just fucking going fast, so it's time to make those moves, people. Anyways, today we are going to discuss nutrition. It's a great subject. There's a lot to it. It's very important because without nutrition, without eating, you know, we don't really survive. We need to eat. We're people. And, it's a very, very key aspect to your health, to your overall health and longevity and your life. I mean, obviously, if you don't eat, you don't live, but it's about eating the right things, you know? So that's what we're going to talk about today, and there's many approaches to the way a person eats. We're going to discuss a few of them, and it's very fucking cold out, just so you guys know, so I'm, like, kind of shivering a bit, so that's why I'm, like, sounding a bit weird, but it's, like, fucking 20 degrees out, and I hate this shit. Fucking hate New York weather in the winter. It is so fucking cold. I can't handle it. It just pisses me off, and it makes me cold, and I don't like it. Anyways, I'm gonna up this heat a little bit. I try to keep it low so the sound doesn't get in the way, but whatever. Anyways, so nutrition. That's what we're gonna talk about today. There are a few approaches, as I said, that we'll discuss. There's macros, there's fad diets, and then there's something called the elimination diet. So I'll discuss one by one. Let's get rid of the bullshit first. Let's get rid of the fad diets. What is a fad diet? Well, fad diet is exactly what it sounds like. It's the new fad. It's what everyone's doing. Oh, this works. You gotta try it. I've been doing it. It's the perfect 6-week diet, and you'll get fucking shredded or fucking huge. No, all of those are bullshit. That's just no. You know, you can't just expect to jump onto some randomized cookie cutter bullshit plan type of diet and expect amazing results in 5 weeks. That's what I would consider a fad diet. So another example of, like, a fad diet would be something like, I mean, maybe people will, a lot of people will probably disagree with me and talk against what I'm about to say, but the keto diet, or even the vegan diet, or paleo, or really any of those labeled diets, those are all fads, you know, because what you're essentially doing is you're saying, okay, I'm on keto, or I'm a vegan, or I'm doing only this. So that means you're restricting yourself. You're completely restricting yourself to that one way, and if you go off of that way, then you're no longer on that diet, which is stupid. Why would you want to restrict yourself to that one way? Just because you see some people online saying that one particular way got them results doesn't mean anything. Doesn't make them healthy. Disclaimer: anything, any type of diet, any type of training, any type of new stimulus to the body, whether it be in way of eating or working out or anything of that nature, or any type of new stimulus to the brain, will make a change. If you're doing nothing and you start doing something, you'll see progress. That doesn't make it good progress. You might look better. Doesn't make you healthier, though, you know? So just understand, you can jump onto a fad diet, but it'll only take you so far. Chances are you won't be able to stick with it. And even more chances are you won't actually be healthy. You might lose some weight, but that's about it, you know? So I'm very against all these fad diets, all these random, oh, jump onto the 6-week plan and you'll be perfect. No, that's bullshit. So we're done with that. Let's get on to macros and calories. Excuse me. So, what are macros? Well, we know what calories are. Calories are energy. That's like, you know, you read the label, how many calories are in this particular item? 300 okay, that's 300 points of energy, essentially, that your body can use, you know? So the macros, the breakdown of those calories, are going to be the fats, the proteins, and the carbohydrates. Now, many, many people, including myself at one time, not now, but at one point I was doing this, people would count their macros in order to diet, essentially. Now, what does that mean? So that means you would be pretty much going everywhere with your Tupperwares, which are pre-measured out with food, or you're going to bring a food measuring scale everywhere you go. And what you would essentially be doing is measuring out your food and then calculating how many grams of protein, how many grams of carbs, and how many grams of fat your meals have throughout the day and throughout the week. By doing this, if you're hitting the numbers that you are supposed to be hitting for your body, which you can figure out by doing, you know, these basic calculations online, you'll essentially either be able to lose or gain weight by being in a caloric deficit or a caloric surplus. It depends on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to lose weight, then you want to have less calories. If you want to gain weight and put on some muscle, you want some more calories. Excuse me. Either way, you're breaking it down through these three macronutrients, which is, again, the proteins, the fats, and the carbs. Now, like I said, many, many, many people, including myself at one point, have taken or take this approach to dieting. Now, it's not a bad approach, but it can be bad. Why? I'll tell you why. It's good in the sense that it can really force you to be disciplined. You know, if you know you have to hit a certain number of your protein and carbs and fats and calories, you are going to be disciplined to hit that and reach your goal if you're, you know, trying to really hit that goal. So it can force discipline. It can make you understand. It can help you, I should say, help you to understand food quantity better. Like, you'll understand how much of what is in a certain amount of food, honestly, just by looking at it. Took me probably just a few months of doing that kind of thing, and then just by looking at it, I can tell, all right, that's around 6 ounces worth of meat, or that's around a cup of rice, you know, something like that. You can eyeball it after doing it for a while, so it can help with that, and it can give you great results. Now, what's the downside to this? Now, there's a huge downside to this. Being that you're calculating these numbers and hitting a certain number per day, once you hit that number, you know, you feel like, okay, I've succeeded. I've hit my, you know, 3,000 calories. I've hit my so-and-so protein, so-and-so carb, and so-and-so fat. Fucking great. That means I'm either losing or gaining weight. Fucking great. Well, you can technically, which a lot of people do, program a lot of shit foods to fit those numbers. So in other words, I'll use myself as an example. I mean, I'm not gonna say I never did this because that would make me a liar and a hypocrite. When I was brand new to this shit, I was still, you know, even now I'm still probably addicted to the sugar from candy. I just keep away from it a lot more. But, you know, I was definitely addicted to these sugar candies back then, so I would try to program those calories into my total calories and macros for the day. So I would, you know, I would go onto my phone to the app MyFitnessPal, and I would scan the little barcode on that little candy, so that would take away, you know, 100 calories and whatever carbs and sugars and all this other shit from my daily calories. And I would still end up hitting my numbers. So, you know, I was still losing weight. I was making progress. I was, you know, getting stronger, blah, 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 all this bullshit. But that didn't help my issue. I was still eating that shit with an excuse that, oh, it's not so much and I can get a, excuse me, I can get away with it because now it's fitting my numbers and I'm still losing weight. But that still caused me to have that problem. I still had that addiction. I wasn't fixing anything. I was just kind of throwing a small Band-Aid on it, letting it bleed out, pretty much, you know. I was just kind of, you know, fooling myself, honestly. I'll be honest. It's just, you're fooling yourself if you think simply counting macros and calories are the way to go. It's not. Because if you're only considering the numbers, if you're only thinking about how much protein you're eating, how much carbohydrates you're eating, how much fats you're eating, how many calories you're eating, then you're not caring about the quality. Quality matters. Quality matters a lot. And this is a mistake that I myself, I'm going to keep talking about myself, because, yeah, I see a lot from other people, but I'm not in their shoes, so it's harder for me to comment on them. I'll discuss, if it's something that I have experienced, I'm going to discuss that. And I'll say it again, for myself, I used to preach, honestly, that a calorie is a calorie, that your body doesn't know the fucking difference. Well, that's a load of bullshit. That's total bullshit. You can't, And this honestly kind of makes me happy that I'm hearing myself say this. I've grown as a fitness enthusiast, as someone that loves bodybuilding, as a trainer. I've grown to understand you can't possibly think it's the same thing to have 300 calories worth of an apple and 300 calories worth of a fucking Tootsie Roll. I only say that because I'm at fucking work and they have a bucket of that shit. You know, you can't think that's the same. One is full of natural sugars, fiber, nutrients, you know, comes from the fucking ground. You have to pick it and wash it. The other comes from a goddamn lab, and it's made of garbage. You can't possibly think the two things are the same thing. It's not the same thing. Not even close. It's not even close to the same thing. So, can counting your calories and macros help and work for you? Absolutely. It's an extremely useful, I'll even say it's a great tool for someone to use to help them with their progress, whether that be gaining or losing weight. But I don't think it's the end-all be-all. I don't think it's the thing that someone, especially if you're brand new, should just jump right into like I did. Because that's, again, something that I did. Once I first started, I started right away. Oh, I downloaded all the apps. I bought a food scale, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, like I said, it did help me. All of these things, all of these procedures that you can, and all these steps you can take for your fitness, whether it be, again, to lose or gain weight, can work. But will they work for the long term? Will they actually work for the better? Or will they just give you that short burst of progress and then you're going to be stuck in the same fucking ditch for the next 6 months, 2 years, whatever it may be? You know, anything can work, but you have to figure out what's going to be most optimal for you. So again, fad diets we know are bullshit because what is that? You're going to jump onto some bullshit plan for 6 weeks and then you're done? No, that's not how it works. Are you living for 6 weeks or are you living for 90 years? Think of it like that. This is not a 6 week sprint. This is a 90 year fucking marathon. Okay? You have to think about this for later on also. If you just think about the now, you are gonna regret it later. That's for fuck sure. And it's something that I've personally been thinking about a lot in my training. I'm trying to make myself take it a little bit easier in certain ways because I don't want to be like a fucking cripple when I'm older. You know, I'm by no means am I old now. I'm 27. But, you know, even for a 27-year-old, with the things that I've been through, I have a lot of aches and pains as if I was 40, 50. So I'm trying to, you know, step back a little bit with certain things. That way I don't actually feel like I'm broken when I am 40 and 50. So, you know, you have to figure out what's going to work for you, not only for the now, but for the long term as well. You don't want to run into problems later on. So, fuck the fad diets, and I'm not going to say fuck counting macros and calories because it is an amazing tool, but I want people to first start focusing on the quality. And that's where the elimination diet comes in. Now, it's called the elimination diet. Again, I'm going to keep bringing it up. I used to hate the term diet. I used to hate it. I used to tell people, and I honestly regret telling people this because it, now I think about it, it's kind of stupid. I used to tell people, don't think about it as a diet because then you'll just end up fucking up and getting off of it. It won't last. That's stupid. Your diet is what you eat. Even if it's a bad diet, that's still your diet. What you consume, what you put into your mouth and chew and swallow, that's your diet. So what you should do, in my opinion, again, I'm not a doctor or anything, I'm just talking off of my experience, talking off of the things that I've seen over the years, the things that I've experienced, people I've spoken to, the videos I've seen, the articles I've read, all these things. You know, if you actually have any legitimate issues, then, you know, speak to your doctor. Don't just take my word for it. But what I think the vast majority of people should do is first start focusing on the quality. So what you eat is your diet. Don't focus on a diet. Focus on your diet. So the elimination diet, what exactly is that? That's essentially you going through the process of elimination on yourself for your diet to figure out what foods work best for you. What gives you the best energy? What makes you the most balanced? What feels the most comfortable in your stomach? You know, like what are you not bloated from? What makes you feel the strongest? What helps you sleep best? You know, I mean, all foods do a lot to us. It's not just giving us calories and energy. It can affect our skin. It can affect our mood. It can affect our sleep. It can affect a lot of things, our hormones. So take the time to figure out what works best for you. So what does that mean? Well, you can say right off the bat, anything that's like from a fast food is obviously not going to be good for you. It doesn't matter who you are, that's not good. That's not going to be good for you. Anything that's, you know, heavily processed with about a mile-long ingredient list and half of which you can't pronounce, chances are it's not going to be good for you. So the first place you can start is thinking about your diet based off of whole foods. Fruits, vegetables, animals, things of that nature. You know, think about it as back in the day in the wild. What did we eat? There were no factories or any of that shit. We hunted animals and we picked fruit and vegetables and things of that nature. That was it. If you can try to get away from the processed garbage, you're already a huge step ahead. From there, you can slowly start to eliminate things that you notice make your body react in a poor way. So, just as an example, many people react very poorly to dairy. Now, many people don't realize that they react poorly to dairy because they have been consuming it for, you know, their entire life. Every day with their coffee, every day with their cereal, every day with whatever, their bagel and cream cheese, whatever it is, you know. So you don't realize that headache that you've had for the past 20 years, you know, maybe, not for sure, but maybe it's coming from the dairy that you've been eating. But the only way for you to know that is to slowly do that process of elimination. So you can slowly start taking things out from your diet and seeing how your body reacts. You know, just as an example, try taking out dairy for a couple of months. See, maybe your skin will clear up a little bit. Maybe you'll feel a little better. Shit, maybe you'll feel worse. And in 2 months from now, you can put it in. You can add the dairy back in for a day or two and see how you react. For all you know, you might feel like fucking Superman. You might feel like a Greek god ready to fuck the world. You know, I mean, you don't know. You might end up reacting great to it. And then you know, okay, so I'm going to continue consuming this. However, you might see that you start breaking out, or you feel really bloated, or you start getting a migraine, or elbow pain, or something like that. So then you'll know, wow, eliminating dairy from my diet has actually improved my health a lot, without me even realizing it. And then you do realize it, and you can do that process with many foods. You know, with all, you can do it with all fruits and vegetables, with all meats. I mean, it takes time, but that's all we have right now. If you're focusing on your body and on your longevity and on your health, you need to take that time to make it perfect. You can't expect it to be the way it should be overnight. Again, this is the 90-year marathon, not the 6-week sprint, you know? You gotta really focus on taking the proper time and measures to figure out what will work best for you and most optimally for you and see what you react the best to, so that way you'll live longer and better and stronger and healthier. And you're always going to have to make changes over the years. Let's say you're on the perfect way right now. Well, in 10 years from now, your body might say, you know what, I'm not liking this so much. Let's start switching it up. You might realize that those certain foods aren't reacting so well anymore. So then you take them out, you know. Take certain things out, put certain things. You gotta take the time to figure out what will work best for you. There is no right way. And I say this on like so many episodes already, and I'm going to say this on many more to come, but there is no right way. There is no yes or no in this field. There is what will work for you. Because what will work for you won't work for me necessarily. And what will work for me probably won't work for you. And you need to take the time to figure out what's going to be the best for your body, because you only get one of those, so you might as well treat it the best you can and make it as strong as possible, so that way it'll treat you right until the later years. Anyways, that's my take on nutrition. We'll definitely get more into nutrition later on in the series, in different episodes. I mean, like I said, there's so much that can be discussed when it comes to nutrition, but this is just a quick 20-minute segment on my thoughts on these different aspects of nutrition. Again, try to stay away from those fad diets. They're no good. Don't necessarily stay away from counting your calories and your macros, but first focus on the quality. The quality of the food over the quantity of the food matters so much more, I would say. Once you have the quality down pat, then start focusing on the macros and the calories and all this shit. Because, you know, think about it like this. I'm going to go on another fucking rant. Think about it like this. If you're eating actual good quality food, high quality food that your body responds best to, the foods that your body needs, you're going to feel satiated. You're not going to want or need all the other bullshit. You know, if you go right now and have, like, a Big Mac and fries or some shit like that, or like, some drive-through nuggets or any kind of fast food crap, what's going to happen? Your body's going to digest the garbage, and an hour later, you're going to be starving. That's not going to happen if you have real food. I know when I eat my fucking ribeye steak and sweet potato, I'm good for, like, 6 hours. I mean, me personally, I can always fucking eat, but I'm technically good for like 6 hours, you know? It's just a whole nother ball game when you focus on the quality over the quantity first. Focus on the quality, then worry about the quantity and the calories and the macros and all these other things. Alright, that's it for me today. Have a good week, guys. Peace.